This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. I believe New York is about 200 miles north, and everybody thought they were about to have a big old party at Penn Station, and then they weren't. We were all texting last night. I know you and I stayed up watching that game.
I watched the whole game.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you, you have to put blame on their coach. And a lot of all these players, to be honest with you, when you have 5 minutes left, you're up by, I think, 16, 17 points.
They're up 14 with 2.5
You can score. Brunson is scoring whenever he wants to. But why on earth are they jacking the ball up with 18 and 20 seconds left on the shot clock? Why not run it down more, then get your points? He's getting fouled. He's getting his tools. They're doing everything. But then you flip it over, and you got a man who stresses defense, and his team played no defense down the stretch. The dude, Neesmith, whatever the hell his name is, I'm going to just say
five threes
in a row. Now, listen. I know this is new school basketball. After he scores two, he will not get another one off. Nobody is within 5 feet of him when he's pulling up J's. Like you said, choke. That was a choke job.
Dude, when...
if you don't know how to play it down, you don't know how to get deep. Like, your coach has to call a timeout and say, look, he don't get another shot off. But they didn't do anything.
When I just pulled this up on the game tracker, right? With 51 seconds left. With 34 seconds left, B. 34 seconds. 123-118 Knicks. The Knicks had a 95% win percentage. 95% win probability. B, with in OT, they got up four. The coldest moment of the night, and I recognize it ended up only being a two, so it wasn't a game winner. It tied it. When Halliburton hit him with the choke, was an unbelievable moment. Unbelievable moment.
But see, the thing about
I can't believe.
Tell that percentage chance, that doesn't take into effect human nature. Human beings get up, they get complacent, they relax. And then there are other guys who say, to hell with that, we're not stopping. And I don't think any time, that's why analytics is pisses me off because it doesn't take into account of that fact of human beings. Human beings can be all high when things are going well. But I always tell you, when all of a sudden, if the team that is winning or the team that's supposed to win, it gets late and they get stressed, they make dumbass mistakes. What did the Knicks do all night? Dumbass mistakes.
Dude, I also think the Knicks aren't a deep team. They don't play a lot of guys, a lot of minutes. And Indy is deep and young. I mean, Indy had at least 9 dudes play at least 13 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And
they still should have lost.
And the Knicks had 8 dudes play at least 10. And the Knicks, I mean, they barely go to that even 8th dude. The Knicks pretty much play 7 guys. Josh Hart, what was up with his shoes? Dude just kept slipping everywhere late. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Like,
well, late in the game, it's a lot of sweat, but he slipped a lot.
The Knicks also really sloppy with the basketball late.
They were sloppy with it, but Josh Hart gives them chances. Dude is not that damn tall. He gets rebounds all day. But, yes, he slipped.
He finished with 13 boards last night.
And he's like a damn guard. You know what I mean? It's just like down the stretch, Big Cat and Brunson was taking – well, Brunson, for the most part, till late when he got forced to take that 3 – Brunson got shot. He got buckets whenever he wanted to. Big Cat wanted to be the start of the game. You know what I'm saying? And he started throwing up stuff from all over the place. That the one word that was used last night several times by Reggie Miller was discipline. And that is the reason that the New York Knicks lost. They were not disciplined throughout the game.
I totally agree. I mean, late in that game, they were sloppy. It wasn't always turnovers, but, I mean –
they should have had about another 8 turnovers.
How about when Brunson got stuck up in the air and just threw it, and luckily it bounced to the right guy? Now, going into this series, I think you were out west, but we did our picks kind of last week, and I picked the Pacers to win the series. I think Rick Carlisle's a really good coach.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was the better coach last night. I think you choke away a 14-point lead with 2.5 to play. It there's a lot of people to look at. But, like, you got to give the Pacers credit also.
Oh, yeah. I give them credit. I go back to the
game. Naismith was unbelievable. He was 8 of 9 on threes and hit 5 in a row.
Dude
in the fourth
was banging.
Quarter.
Jeff, you ain't say nothing about Naismith, so don't shake your head. You Halliburton was
hold
the guy.
On, hold on, hold on.
Nembhard hit the big 3 in OT.
Yeah, Naismith, he changed that game around.
But Halliburton's game, man, is so old school. It's so cool to watch him play. 31 points, 11 dimes. And just he controls the game, dude.
I think
his finger roll that barely rolled in overtime, like it was just so many big plays.
The game we saw was Tuesday night, and this game last night showed you the guys that play as a team and discipline and don't care who's the damn star wins.
I mean,
now let's be real, they still got some way to go, but. They better not lose game 2. They lose game 2, they can kiss whatever goodbye. And then you look at the other game, Anthony Edwards, he better get his act together. If he wants to be just a fool, like everybody, I hear people all the time, I'm going to be me. Bruh, you're not going to just be you and not have to deal with stuff. So you better figure it out or you're going to be sitting at home too. Or you'll be a guy with all that talent being me.
Yeah, I mean, I still – Ant is so young that I wonder if, he, you know, life will slow down for him and maybe he can look at things a different way, whatever. But
you hope.
I still – I mean, the Timberwolves still have a – there's plenty of basketball left in that series. The Thunder might just be better. This Pacers-Knicks thing, I think they're pretty even. And, I mean, I like the Pacers going in. I definitely like them now. Stealing game 1 like that, especially the way in which they stole it.
Yeah. I mean, like the thing of it, though, one thing that was troubling me early, they were one of the best defenses in the league. They couldn't stop nobody. So early in that game, they didn't stop anybody. So they're going to have to play better defense. They got to play better defense throughout the game. Because, like, you see Brunson gets what he wants when he wants to go to it. Dude's a damn good basketball player.
Yeah. I do think Jalen Brunson is time for a new haircut. Like, the dreads with, like, the widow's peak, tough look. It's time to move forward.
Man, people don't. The dudes today don't care about no hair.
Like
they throw it up how they want to do it, and they keep rolling. JP, you acting like an old ass man with that.
Hey, why you got your hair like that?
No, I think Nemhard's hair looks clean because he's got like the full head with it.
But he has a different style of braid. If you look at it,
yeah,
that's all that is.
Time for a haircut, dog. Just get a nice fade. If you listen to Nemhard after, I loved, or Naismith after rather, you know me, I love corners because they're the most irrationally confident football player in a locker room, mm-hmm. right? They're going to lose 6-7 out of 10 reps, mm-hmm. and they just get up, and quarterback will throw one into the stands. They'll get up and go incomplete.
Yeah.
Like, Naismith after the game is like, well, I'm a phenomenal shooter. So they gave me a look, and I was like, okay. And I just knocked it down. Like, the confidence this young Pacers team has.
Well, I mean, what he was 8 of 9 from 3-pointer. He way better than a cornerback mindset.
Like,
he proved he was.
How do you not double him? Or just.
Not. They didn't have to double. They just had to have somebody on
him. They had to do something else.
I mean,
late in the game.
On one of the shots, Jeff is about, 15 feet from me, Jeff? The dude was where Jeff is when he went up for the three.
Right, like
why the hell do you not?
He pulled up from 35.
I guarantee you, if I was checking him, he'd be like, "Dude, I got to use the bathroom." I'm like, "Yep," and I'm gonna be checking you when you're doing that. But they did not play basketball like that.
It was
The one when Wichcom went to what's his name?
Yo, the dunk
topping.
The double clutch dunk.
But the one he missed was awkward, but. When he went to the hole, he passed the ball, come back. Nobody checks him.
It was like in overtime, finally, the Knicks were like, all right, we're not giving up any more threes. And that's where Halliburton's so good. So then the Pacers just ran two backdoor cuts. I think, Nemhard got a layup.
That dude was the one that passed to him.
But the top and dunk in overtime where Halliburton got to the lane, Obi's cutting to the rim, and – I think it was Towns. It might have been Bridges. He went up double clutch, yammed on the rim, and he got fouled. They didn't call it. It was unbelievable. He got crushed. If you're going to foul there, foul. Don't let him dunk. Make him earn it on the free throw line.
Yeah. It's just, listen, man, you saw a lot of elementary school basketball rules being broken, and that came down the stretch. And I know my man sitting on the side, but the damn coach.
Thibodeau.
He sits there with you, this little scowl all day. Dude, get the scowl off your face, call a damn timeout, and coach. Because he damn sure didn't coach down the stretch.
When Ananobi gets fouled, Knicks are up one. He's going to the line. If he makes them both, the best they can do is tie it, right?
He missed the first one.
Yo, you saw it in his eyes. That never looked like it was going in, like before he even had the ball. And he makes a second. I don't know if you agree with me. I think in that moment for the Pacers, you're better off with him making that. Because if that rebound goes up in the air, one, New York could get it. Two, it could just get knocked around, hit out of bounds. You just lose precious time. I think that was like the best scenario. Granted, they're down two. I also thought Halliburton could have just gone to the rim. The balls, the audacity, the Sam Cassell dance to the ball gets poked away, and then he runs back. Granted, his toe ended up on the line, but, like, that takes serious stones to not go to the rim there and
shooter,
to go back.
You're a shooter. Shoot a shoot.
It was I can't imagine being a Knicks fan. Actually, you know who it was? It was Mark Eyne. I follow Mark Eyne on Instagram, and he was at the game last night. And where his seats were, he had the view of Halliburton coming right to the Knicks crowd doing the choke.
The choke.
And just imagine if you're a diehard Knicks fan in that crowd, and in that moment, because, dude, I'm sure there's fans lying now that, oh, we knew it was a two. In that moment,
they
you had lost, dude.
Nobody, even the referees didn't know it was a two until they looked at it.
You had lost, and he's doing the choke, and Reggie Miller's on the call. At the end of the game, when Halliburton's running off and Reggie points to him, that was just like, I said this a couple weeks ago. I like Reggie calling Knicks games, and now you've got this series and all the history of it.
The Knicks fans don't like it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, no, like we wouldn't like it if it was Aikman calling the game. People they don't
here,
like it.
People here still get mad when Aikman calls the games. I think that was a fun-ass game last night. And it was just they choked that away, man.
Oh, they did that.
Like, just outrageous choke.
Listen, man, I understand confidence, but they got overconfident down the stretch. When I looked at it, it was 5 minutes, 15 seconds, I think exactly. And I got the call from upstairs like, you're being too damn loud. I said, why the hell are you shooting so soon?
And Monica called you downstairs?
Yeah, and I'm like, well, Dad, why are you so loud? They pull up with like 17 seconds on the shot clock. And it was like not just a wide open nice shot. It's like some forced up stuff. And I'm like, why are they taking so many damn shots? And then here come another one. And then a three-pointer. Here come another dumbass shot. Three-pointer.
Yo, and then the turnovers.
And then all of a sudden I'm starting to say, okay, this is going to be one for – I'm not a Knicks fan, so I don't give a damn what's going on with this thing. But I'm looking at this going – they're going to probably lose this game.
The 5:30 mark, Siakam made a jumper to make it 111-98.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're up 13 with 5.5. One thing that definitely hurt them was they had to go offense, defense as much as they could, subbing out Brunson because he had the 5 fouls. But, dude, so it's 113-98.
Some of them little fouls was ticky-tacky early, though.
113-98, Naismith makes a 3. Then you get, I mean, as this thing goes down, Naismith makes a 3 to make, it was 116-102. Naismith makes a 3 to make it 116-105. Then Halliburton makes a 3 to make it 119-108. When Naismith made the 3 with 204 left to cut it to single digits, it was 119-108. Mm-hmm. He makes another 3 to make it 119-111. I was like, huh, this joint isn't over. Because the NBA has played at such a fast-paced level. To your point, like, maybe you try to grind some clock. They don't. Cat misses a 3. Siakam gets a board. Then there's a foul.
New York normally plays grind clock. They were winning early, but I'm saying you have to be able to understand the moment and the situation. Right now, this guy is on fire. I'm going to make it shorter for him. I'm going to run it because Brunson got to the hole anytime. I said this earlier. He can go anytime he wants. Dribble some, go score. Now they have less time. If they have taken it inside of those 5 seconds, inside of 7 seconds, every time down, they don't have that time left at the end of the game to even get into overtime. But no, they were jacking up early as hell. And Cat pulled up like he crossed half court like he was Steph Curry or somebody.
Dude, 58 seconds left. Brunson makes a layup, 121-112. 51 seconds. This is 7 seconds later. Pacers going fast, fast, fast. 7 seconds later, Naismith makes a 26-footer for 3, 121-115. Cat gets a nice little layup in the lane, 123-115. Naismith makes the 30-footer. That was the one from the top of the key, 34 seconds, and all of a sudden it's 123-118. Knicks take a timeout after, and then remember, the Pacers, this is where I like Carlisle, man. They got 2 challenges right late in that game. Mm-hmm. The Pacers had a challenge. They were correct. 123-118 still. Naismith makes another 3 at this point. There's no way. This one, the one at the top of the key from 30, which feels to me like 35, it's marked as 30. He was open, right? Like, that was just the way the ball kind of bounced. But 22 seconds left, he makes another 3.
The one when which comes
That's slip. Where Hart slipped.
Because Hart thought he was going up right there.
Right.
And he was smart enough to just take a step.
That makes it 123-121. Then Cat misses a free throw. Then you get really down the stretch, and Anunoby misses a free throw. Dude, it's – and then Halliburton, man, like – what can you say about that, dude? Are people still claiming he's overrated? Is that still a thing?
It ain't.
Still I can't believe people. We've talked for 20 minutes about this basketball.
It's people feel what they feel. They got to play.
Jeffrey, how you feeling about your Pacers, dog?
Well, they're not my Pacers. I'm just supporting them right now. But
there are Pacers.
Yeah, they are all Pacers. J-Dogs forever. B, one, those were not tacky fouls. Jalen Brunson was hacking, and to be honest, he was the reason they lost their game.
Some of those fouls. Yeah,
wait.
You can't blame Jalen Brunson.
Brunson's the reason they lost. We have to break. Jeff's incorrect. J-Dogs forever. Nobody go anywhere. We're going to talk a bunch of NBA today. We got another game tonight. Finally, they're on a schedule where we get a game every night. I am fired up. Go Pacers. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Bike to the Beach is happening this June 20th. And whether you're riding 25, 50, or 100 miles, this ride is going to be fun, impactful, and for an incredible cause. It's going to be supporting autism awareness and inclusion. It's fully supported and is built for all skill levels. And it all ends at the beach with a hotel finish line festival. There'll be food trucks and a beer tent from Dewey Beer Company. Don't miss your chance to be a part of something powerful. Sign up now at forbiketothebeach.org. That's biketothebeach.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
For us to make a difference.
Shout out to Tina. Always getting it done. Shout out to all of the graduates out there. It's college graduation season. B, do you know who is speaking at the Maryland commencement later today?
No.
You want to guess?
No.
You just asked me a out the blue question about who's speaking at Maryland. You think I'd really care? And no. I didn't graduate in Maryland.
Kermit the Frog.
You mean the person that played Kermit the Frog?
Nah, dog. I mean
the real Kermit the Frog?
Yeah, like Like,
don't you think the mayor?
It ain't
don't
easy
you think
being
the mayor is gonna be pissed off? Why did you ask me to speak?
Maybe that's a fair point. I don't know if there's a turtle frog rivalry in the world.
It's about to be one. You got the they're like, you call somebody from the Texas Tech Horned Frogs to come speak to the school. You didn't call me.
They're calling it the commencement. Now, I mean, Kermit was created at Maryland. Jim Henson's a term. Jim Henson is passed.
I still think we're going a little too damn far with all of this
just saying,
cartoon with sports and everything else.
Happy commencement day. How do you plan to celebrate?
I'm not going to celebrate. I would have thought that the old athletic director did this. Who's the new person that pulled this one off?
Man, I think it's cool. You know what?
No, it's not cool, JP. You just went to the school.
I've landed in a place.
You're defending your team, your school. It's garbage.
I got nothing but positivity for my
team. I hope nobody
days.
Get up there in no damn frog outfit talking like a frog.
Dude,
trying to sound like Kermit.
It's Kermit. Like, I don't know how else to explain. Like, Kermit is going to give the commencement speech. That's how it's going down.
You people could grow up and have web feet just like me.
Shout out to all the graduates. Our Steve Sand's son, Scott, graduated from Indiana. Our friend Danny Frank's daughter, Rachel, is graduating from University of Maryland right now.
Congrats, girl.
Dan Quinn spoke at his alma mater, Salisbury University.
See, something like that I like.
Well, we're going to play it. Landville's got to do a little bit of editing.
We'll play what?
We're going to play DQ's final words.
Oh, you're saying DQ. Okay, I thought you were talking about Kermit.
Well, we can't play Kermit till tomorrow. That speech is tonight.
And that segment, that's when I'm off.
Landville, we're going to have to get some commencement for tomorrow.
And I'm going to pull a Jeff right at that moment. I'm walking somewhere else.
Shout out to all the graduates, man. You worked hard, and good luck in the next step. Just keep in mind, man, being 24, there's a lot of life ahead of you, so don't feel overwhelmed. I speaking of
that's solid advice right there. I wish someone would have told me that out of college.
Thanks, Jay. You know, I think people think that you got to be in a hurry to figure your life out. Life is a long run, man.
Long run, but you better figure something out because it's too damn expensive these days to be trying to figure it out later. Cause your parents get sick and tired of your ass, keep asking for stuff.
I mean, I was an insurance salesman for like 5 years.
But
after
you were
college.
Doing something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So some people do. All these kids, they decide, oh, I'm going to take a break and just chill and want to just still act like they're in college. Go out all the time. No, hell with that.
I wish I was still in college. Stay in college as long as you can. But I did want – we're going to hear from DQ because the message is pretty damn spectacular. But I did want to – there was a report from my man Jordan Schultz, everybody's favorite reporter, that Terry McLaurin wasn't at OTAs yesterday. And I didn't address this yesterday. I guess we'll address it now. I want to make my position incredibly clear. This is a 0 out of 10. If the scale is 100, it's a 0 out of 100. Mm-hmm. If the scale is 1,000, it's a 0 out of 1,000. Can you guess where I'm going with my scale?
It's a 0.
It's a 0.
Yeah.
There's multiple reasons why this is a 0. There's the obvious that Terry McLaurin's going into the last year of a contract without guaranteed money on it. And what happens when you're a veteran of a certain stature, you don't play on the last year of a contract without guaranteed money. Terry was an all-pro player last year. He was a Pro Bowl player last year. He broke the Washington franchise record for receiving touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Straight dog, hard worker, everything you want. Overwhelmingly likely, this is just business. Adam Peters talked at the owners' meetings. We're going to make Terry a commander for a long time.
Business. Also, it could be nothing. It could be he had an excuse.
Or, it's graduation season.
I'm going to
what if his little cousin was graduating?
I'm a moonwalking to this situation. Is it mandatory?
No.
Okay. So why the hell does it make a difference if he's there or not?
He's also, the team accounts have already posted multiple photos of him being there.
No, but I'm like, just saying, like, it's like I get annoyed by media and fans. Trying to make an issue out of a person not being somewhere when they don't have to be there.
There are situations, I think, where there's something larger at play. There's something bigger going on. This isn't one of them. And I know Terry, I know the staff, like, everybody understands the situation. I think, like, the only area I could control is these 4 hours on these airwaves and various other places. Don't let this is not a thing, folks. This is just
hey,
not
man,
a thing.
All the positivity going on around this team, and we got a lot of outside media people want to not bring in, make things more than what it is, make it negative. When they weren't giving you any credit, okay, and you was sitting there concerned about it, they now trying to give you some credit, but they're not telling you the stuff that's going on. They want to tell you stuff to make you say, oh, they're trying to put you on the negative side. Ignore them.
Now, I will
say, if it's something real, we'll say something.
It doesn't. I haven't seen much on this. I haven't seen, like, maybe I've missed it. I think it's incredibly important to point out nobody really knows why he wasn't there to start with. Like, it's graduation season.
What people do, Jay, was graduating. This is how you work with human beings. You don't tell them exactly why. You just say, whoa, he wasn't at camp. And you leave everybody to decide why. And we know human nature is not to think anything positive. So you start getting all that going, and then it just gets on social media, and it goes back and forth. And before you know it, you got 7 million things out there.
Jeff, you're our deep state representative of Burgundy and Gold social media. This hasn't even really appeared to be a thing, at least on my radar.
Haven't came across mine
okay.
either.
Good. That's, you know what? Congratulations, everybody. You're responding correctly. This is a 0 out of
10,000. I know how. Listen, bro. I am the one that looks at social media the least.
Yeah, you like those reels.
No. I look at reels. That's just some. They not telling me nothing about sports.
Right. You like?
I don't care about what people think about most things. I don't. Because when I see stuff, so I see a lot of stuff where people come in, well, I wonder why. And it's always the same little folks. So there are a lot of people who consider themselves Commander fans who perpetuate a lot of BS all day.
I'm telling you, I think on this one, people have the right mindset. If you are perpetuating the BS, please go sit down somewhere.
Well, I just
take
say
a
this.
Nap.
If they had the right mindset, we're going to look at it after we just finished talking about it for 8 minutes.
We're trying to clear the air, man.
It's ridiculous sometimes.
That one is a 0. I think we are out there next week. The first time the media will be at OTAs next Wednesday. Let's say Terry's not there next Wednesday. Still a 0. It's not even a 1 to me until August 30th. And it might not even be a 1. I don't think that'll be the case. I think he'll be there. But I think hopefully everybody maintains a level head on this thing. It was pretty interesting. Last night we did all ears, and we did a topic on the best wide receiver duos in the NFC East. Obviously, the NFC East is a major focal point for the NFL this year because they're going to do the in-season Hard Knocks, which I continue to be really fired up about. And with Terry and Debo now, if you look at quarterback passer rating going to receivers from last season, Terry led the NFC East. The QB rating for passers throwing to Terry, and most of the time it was Jaden, but it was Mariota. Remember game 18 in Dallas, it was Mariota that threw that touchdown pass. 133.0, highest in the NFC East. Debo's was about a 96, 97. So the two of them combined for, I don't know, 130 and 90, call it 220, roughly, probably 225, which is really damn good.
And you just make that into 112.5.
Okay, if you want to average it out.
That's how they do it.
I hesitate to average it out because Debo was playing with a number of different quarterbacks at San Fran. I think some of them weren't all that good. Terry had the highest individual number. Their numbers rank second, averaged out. The Eagles duo is pretty loaded too, man. AJ and Devontae were both over 120.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to, it's not hard to average that one out. But I think, you know, people are excited about Malik Nabers. The number two in New York right now is Wandale Robinson or Darius Slayton. Mm-hmm. And people are excited about Pickens and Lamb, understandably. But for me with Dallas, things go as far as Dak Prescott's health.
Yeah.
And that over the last three seasons has been a recurring issue. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot to think about, but I think folks should be really excited about the McLaurin Debo pairing. I think they're going to be quite good. When we come back, I do want to talk about Jim Irsay at some point. Obviously, sad news out of Indy. I'm going to give Jeff his opportunity. Jeff claims that the reason the New York Knicks lost is because of Jalen Brunson.
One for Jalen Brunson, they would have been that close.
Despite him being their leading scorer and by far their best player, Jeff contends the reason they lost is because Jalen Brunson dropped 43 last night. We're going to let him explain. Nobody go anywhere. It is B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. And plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best. Listen, we talk to these guys all the time. Not just because they install something in our house, because they're real good at what they do. And I felt a difference instantly once they did.
Yo, the difference is unbelievable when you get the Rood system installed. The way it controls humidity changes the comfort in your home. It's crazy. And the best part, Rood systems are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions. No more banging through the ducts. It's just peace of mind. The variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control. Listen, by the time we get to August, the humidity is out of control in D.C., and humidity control in your home will make a huge difference. It's efficient even in the most extreme conditions. It's comfort and performance perfectly balanced. B, don't forget about the savings. You can qualify for up to 2 G's in tax credits on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
We're talking about Rood, R-U-U-D, our friends Jim and Jimbo, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in a DMV. And remember, if it ain't rude,
it ain't right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
B. Mitchell Finley, 1067 The Fan. The whole sports world is talking about Knicks Pacers last night. Comeback win from the New York Knicks. I'm sorry, from the Indiana Pacers. The Knicks completely choked that thing away.
Yeah.
Carl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson led the Knicks. Towns with 35 points. Brunson with 43. Brunson's able to get to the rim kind of at will.
Against anybody.
But my man Jeff Walker, noted Pacers fan, says Jalen Brunson is why the Knicks lost. And the floor is yours, Jeffrey. Explain.
Okay, so first off, before I start, I want to say I understand basketball is a team sport. I've played, so I understand that. Now let's get into it. You are the superstar on this team. You were in foul trouble early. You are not even just a superstar. You're the heartbeat. You're the life of this offense for this New York Knicks team. For the fouls, for the sloppy defense that you played early in the game, because most of them fouls, they weren't tit for tat fouls. They were sloppy fouls that if, you know, Brunson would have came controlled, stop, just let the man go up, he beat you. You getting crazy fouls where you're fouling guys that already beat you to the rim. They're bigger than you. You fouling them as they're already going up, giving them the and one opportunity. No, you are the star. It was vital moments going down that stretch when they were losing momentum that if Jalen Brunson didn't have to keep subbing in and out of the game, I think the Knicks would have pulled their game away last night. Yeah, he had 43, but they didn't win. And that was a night he could have easily had 50 with the win going out of regulation. There would have been no overtime. But I'm not going to discredit how the Pacers played, but if this was LeBron in that foul trouble and he wasn't there for his team in the fourth quarter during that time when they were losing momentum, the whole sports world would be on fire. This is a superstar too. This is playoff basketball. You can't afford to play that sloppy defense because you go down these games, you're playing another NBA team over there. You can lose this series. You can lose momentum. So, yes, that was on Jalen Brunson. You are the star. You got to play better basketball.
I don't agree with you. And I wouldn't even be discussing LeBron. I think you got to realize there are a bunch of other guys on that team, too, that I was talking about Miles Bridges. He was a minus 15 in the game. If you watch him last night, I thought he was crippled or drunk. He was falling down every other time.
Now, plus minus, you can argue the validity of the stat. Brunson was a minus 8.
Okay. He had 43 still. My ultimate thing in that game is I'm not going to blame Jalen Brunson. I'm going to blame the coach because the coach, he didn't stop nothing when the Pacers was on their run. The best coaches, when you start a run, what do? They time out. And you can stop that and you can adjust. My man didn't adjust one time.
So Brunson got asked in postgame about starting the fourth quarter despite already having 4 fouls. Remember, he picked up his 5th foul like less than about 90 seconds into the fourth quarter. 5 fouls for a guard is a lot, man. And Brunson said, I trust whatever Tom Thibodeau goes with. I'm going to have his back no matter what. I just got to be smart. The player that stands out to me, and I think it was Kenny Smith, and then Chuck asked him about it as well. Naismith, we're all talking about the threes. Dude went 8 of 9 for 3, hit 5 in the fourth quarter, and was absolutely lights out. He was an excellent defender. I understand Brunson got 43, but that's their offense, is to let Brunson create. Yeah. Naismith does it on both ends of the floor. And granted, they needed a miracle late to pull it off, but I think if you trust plus minus as a stat, Halliburton was plus 15 in that game. His ability to score and to create for others is really pretty elite.
Yeah.
And then Naismith was a plus 10 last night.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of that is the threes undoubtedly, but he's doing it for 39 minutes last night on both ends of the floor. And yeah. Like when we talk about other players in basketball that maybe don't give you the effort defensively, the Pacers are deep and quick, and they play both ends of the floor.
And like I said, they were disciplined the whole game. But I can't blame Brunson, because if he wasn't there, they don't be in a game at all. They don't have a chance at the end. I'm looking at Thibodeau, who can tell them all, don't just jack the ball up early in the shot clock. Take it down some. The coach. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, if the game had gone another way, we could switch all that stuff around. But it went this way, and I wouldn't have blamed Halliburton. I wouldn't have blamed Naismith. I would have blamed the damn coach.
Your boy, Mikal Bridges, to your point, played 46 minutes, had 16 points, minus 15.
Mikal Bridges is a guy who normally locks people down. He's effective down low. Yesterday, man, it's like he failed too many times for me. It's like you said about, Hart was slipping. Mikal Bridges was laying on the floor most of the damn time.
Never let me slip, because if I slip, then I'm slipping. The Pacers took that thing away. That is a team that doesn't quit. I think we've seen that throughout these playoffs. I can't say I'm blaming Brunson for that. If I have to point the finger at anybody, I think Thibodeau's at the top of the list. I also think, like, you got to just credit Indy. I think Indy came and...
Indy played their tails off.
The door was left open, and they kicked it down. That is the philosophy of this radio program. People say opportunity knocks. It doesn't knock. You got to kick doors down. When we return, we're going to talk to Hondo Carpenter. Covers the Raiders. Get a preview of week 3 for the Washington Commanders. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.